Sometimes it takes a couple of decades to get the wheels in motion. That's how long town officials in Plastow, along with the Rockingham Planning Commission, have campaigned to bring commuter rail to southern New Hampshire. This week, the Executive Council voted hands down to spend close to $659,000 in federal funds to estimate ridership, evaluate locations, and economic and environmental impacts. For Sean Fitzgerald, Plastow's town manager, that approval was a milestone moment.
125 is a very busy commercial corridor. You know, our ability to create jobs and provide transportation options to our residents will affect the quality of life that will define over the near and long term for Plastow in New Hampshire.
Fitzgerald says the goal is to extend the MBTA line in Haverhill, Massachusetts, about 4 miles north. And the town would also need a layover station for the trains to park overnight.
They go hand in hand. There are existing inefficiencies associated with the Haverhill line that the MBTA is looking at, and you would have to have a layover station somewhere close to the Plastow station.
That overnight layover facility has been a sore point among residents worried about the noise and diesel fumes. And for years, its opposition created roadblocks to moving the study forward. But Fitzgerald says the feasibility report will finally give the state some answers. For NHBR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.